administration's cloud-first policy is causing some headaches for IT pros in the federal government. One observer says the transition to cloud isn't as easy as it sounds. John Foley is the editor of Information Week Government. He's here to tell you why he believes that. John, thanks for being on the program today.
Hey, Francis. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
The new Information Week government issue, which, by the way, I got to tell you, I'm knocked out by the digital format of the magazine. I'm really into that. The op-ed that you have in there headlined, Cloud Computing's Hard Reality Set In. That's where you say that this isn't as easy as it sounds. And it does kind of sound easy when you first hear about it, especially when you hear the vendors talk about it. All you have to do is move to the cloud and your skin will clear up and you'll lose 25 pounds and your life will be wonderful. What's the reality of it that you found in this cloud computing survey that you did?
Okay, well, so in general, we're finding that federal agencies are moving quickly into cloud computing, and they're doing that at the behest of the Office of Management and Budget and federal CIO Vivek Kundra. And so they're plowing ahead, but we're also seeing that, and this is the point of my column, that there's a fair number of challenges along the way. And I think that you see evidence of those here and there, but when you put it all together, it points to, you know, this is more challenging than at first glance.
Now, I've talked to a lot of CIOs in government and a lot of vendors about the public versus private cloud debate and so on. You mentioned the one holdup with that, which kind of, in part, I guess, defeats the whole purpose of cloud computing, and that is that private clouds are more expensive than a public cloud.
Well, not only that, I mean, a private cloud is generally operated out of an agency's own data center, so it's just a more sophisticated IT environment, and in order to put that into place, in order to deliver IT as a service, you need the tools to do that, you need to be able to provision those and charge by usage. And it's not necessarily easy to do that, and it comes with many of the costs that are typically associated with data centers. You need people to manage those. You need software and servers and virtualization to do it. So, you know, a lot of people think of cloud computing as being as cheap and fast and easy, but private clouds are not necessarily that inexpensive.
Another item that you pointed out in your column that we'll have linked up at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth along with the survey results, the standards acceleration to jumpstart adoption of cloud computing isn't well established. In your survey, only 5% of federal IT pros say they found it helpful. More than half are unfamiliar with it. I think I would probably be, if I were at OMB right now, I'd probably be more concerned with the latter rather than the former, that more than half of the people that you surveyed didn't even know it exists.
Well, first thing I would say is that I think that NIST and OMB and the other federal agencies are doing a good job of providing guidance and creating programs to streamline cloud adoption. I mean, there's a lot of evidence of that. But what our survey shows is that many federal IT pros are just not up to speed on all of these programs. And I think basically what it suggests is that there's still some work to do in helping people to understand what these programs are and how they can help.
John, I enjoyed your column. I enjoyed reading the results of this survey, the 2011 Federal Government Cloud Computing Survey done by Information Week Government, and I appreciate you being on with me to talk about it today.
Okay, great. Thank you, Francis.
John Foley is the editor of Information Week Government. As I mentioned, you can find the survey and John's column linked up at federalnewsradio.com.